This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
The opportunity came with YouTube, and the technology that we have fit perfectly well with our opportunity. We needed more branding, and we married those two together, put together an effective campaign. And fortunately, people thought what we're doing here is very interesting, even beyond what I had initially expected.
This is Brad from Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here at one of the most fun backstage pass events that we're probably going to have at Rocky Mountain Voices. I'm here at Blend Tech. Blend Tech launched a campaign on YouTube. I'm here with George Wright. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
You guys have done something that most companies are just kind of thinking about today, and that's really the engagement of social media, blogs, video through YouTube, correspondence directly with your customer, starting the conversation. Tell me a little bit about where you started on this and where did the idea come from?
When I started here in January, I realized very quickly we had a fantastic product, amazing blenders, a very strong commercial base, yet our home market was unknown. And so we had a huge branding issue, awareness. The whole thing started, I went into our demo room and I looked and there was sawdust all over the floor. And I couldn't imagine what in the world happened. I says, what's going on? He says, oh, Tom's been in here just testing our equipment. And later I came to find out that the way he tests equipment is very extreme. And he did a lot of crazy things. And these blenders just did amazing things under this destructive testing. And my first thought was, you know, I would like to see that next time he does it. And then I got thinking, you know what? I bet everybody else would like to see that too. This is amazing stuff. And so we did. We started to sit down one day. I said, Tom, I want to see you blend a rake. So I went and got a rake and I got a lab coat and we sat down and played with it. And our video producer here put together a piece and he says, you got to look at this. And we sat down and looked at it. I got with my webmaster. We put out a willitblend.com website and that's where it all started. It just took off, went crazy.
So it seems like a perfect kind of thing to align with this whole new medium, things like YouTube, video. Is it perfect timing for you guys?
It was fantastic timing. The opportunity came with YouTube, and the technology that we have fit perfectly well with our opportunity. We needed more branding, and we married those two together, put together an effective campaign. And fortunately, people thought what we're doing here is very interesting, even beyond what I had initially expected. Our hope was that we would have a very clean viral campaign. I thought it would take months to get there. It took 5 days.
So in 5 days, tell us what the response was.
We posted it out on the 2nd of November. We used some internal testing. I checked our website, our willitblend.com website. We had like 5 hits the first day. Mostly that was inside the company. By the time we got through the weekend, my webmaster posted it to YouTube. We started to put out the word in the blogs and in the right places, push the right buttons, and just overnight it just exploded. We had a ton of views. YouTube placed it very high in their entertainment category, and we just started to get thousands and thousands of views, and it just spawned so quickly.
So your total investment in this advertising awareness campaign, give me a kind of a scope of what you think you're invested.
Well, we started out with a rake. I think we were into that about $4. We got a couple of extra value meals. We had a
couple cans of Coke.
The golf balls were donated to us by one of our employees.
And marbles.
The marbles. We did buy the marbles, and there we spent a few dollars. Literally, in external costs, we were into it about $50.
And you did the filming yourself in-house?
Yeah, we've got an in-house video producer here. We have an in-house webmaster. And the three of us have worked together. And that's really been the marketing team that's done this. Now, clearly, Tom Dixon gets a lot of credit for that. He's the talent on the camera. and what you see is what you get. It's not made up. What we're doing in the blender is not made up. It's all real. And so we can duplicate this forever.
One of the things that social media does, especially things like podcasts and even YouTube, is it allows a personality to come through and the conversation to start. I can't think of a better character than your president, Tom, who in his own kind of way starts talking with your prospects and customers about your product. Is that something that you think is of value?
Yeah, it's absolutely of value. The one thing that's critical is that you do not fake it. You don't make something that's not real. Tom Dixon is exactly as he appears in the videos. The machine performs like it does in the videos. Obviously, we're taking cuts and we're taking pieces because you don't want to watch it blend for 90 seconds on some of the more aggressive things. But you know what? When it all comes together, it is real. It's something that we can do over and over again. We can duplicate it. The sky's the limit.
It's just a matter of determining what is the next thing to blend.
Oh, and that's a piece of cake, because on our site, we have a place where people can suggest what to blend. I was traveling at the time. I was in Los Angeles, and my BlackBerry just went nuts. It just wouldn't stop. All it would do, and I finally had to turn it off. What it was doing was getting all of the requests that people had decided they wanted to see blended. And it just took off. We've had tens of thousands of requests that come in, and they're very creative.
Can you share any of those secrets for the future?
Well, I'll just say we won't be blending any bodies or live animals, okay? So we'll start with that. But some of the things that come in are just hilarious. You know, anything from toupees to Precious Moments figurines to Grandma's False Teeth to, you know, anything. You know, a lot of requests for iPods and all types of things like that.
So social media, you're involved with YouTube, which allows for all kinds of rating and voting. You have blog where you're posting these things. And I assume people are signing up for the RSS feed.
That is correct. We've got a good following on our RSS feed. And quite frankly, we have a lot of people out there that have just thought it was really funny. And so they've picked it up and put it on their websites.
So it's just spreading virally throughout the internet.
Yeah. I can track millions and millions of views. Right now, I think we're up to about 5 or 6 million that I can track. And by my estimation, I think that we're I would estimate that's less than half of what actually is happening. As soon as that happened, the media caught on to it. So now the local media, the national media.
Rocky Mountain Voices, Podtech Network.
That's right. That's right. All the big players.
That's right.
They come in and have requested a lot of help. And so now we're starting to get a lot of hits from the traditional media that we would have had to pay big bucks to be a part of.
So, and this is the PR kind of buzz that you just cannot, like you say, you cannot pay
for
that.
It's not an ad. It's not an ad. It's a third-party endorsement. And the one thing that has been a common theme throughout the whole success of this, nobody is questioning that we make the best blender in the world. It's clear in everyone's mind. And before, we had to try and say that message over and over and over again. Now, by the extreme blending, people know that it's there. And so, as far as brand awareness, it's a home run. And now we're starting to enter into some fun time of the year with the holidays, and the message is just right for us to engage our other sales functions and see what we can do.
Any idea on what you predict is going to happen from sales with this awareness? Is this the biggest awareness campaign you've ever created at BlendTech?
No, absolutely. It's the only. BlendTech has really not had a lot of marketing in the past. This is something that I started in January, marketing department. Yeah, this is all new for this company, and we're expecting big things. We've seen results already. It is significant, and we believe it's just the tip of the iceberg.
So any ideas you want to share with other companies out there that may be thinking of how they can leverage social media and YouTube, things like that? You're really into this thing under a few thousand dollars, even if you include, you know, the HD video camera I saw in the backstage there. That's a great way for any company to kind of get going. Any suggestions?
You know, any time you find yourself sitting and scratching your head saying, wow, that's really cool, pay attention to your thoughts. I mean, there may be something more than appears to be. If you think it's cool, maybe other people will. That's the initials. That's what started it. Now, once we had the core of the idea, it took some very clever marketing and some creative input to make it happen. Now we have a result as to we're a very, very powerful brand in a matter of just a few days.
I appreciate your time today, George. This has been fun. Thanks for letting me in the backstage. Was happy to be able to see some of the future cuts. And stay tuned, people. There's some fun things that people can see.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.